truck. Question the driver, search the barrels. Inside 5 minutes, they'll be starting back this way, slow, combing the road, looking sharp. Take maybe 10 minutes. See that? Gives me 15 minutes. 15 minutes. I gotta start taking chances. I wouldn't give you some ice water or a smoke. Gotta get out of here. But I buried my shirt deep enough. It's a dead giveaway. Here comes something. I gotta take that chance now.
How'd you get your feet wet? Been waiting?
Across the stream back there. Couldn't see a bridge, so I waded across.
Where you going?
San Francisco.
Whereabouts in Frisco?
Civic Center.
Can you run this shirt?
I like to be comfortable.
Where'd you get them pants?
What do you want to know for?
Never saw any like them before.
What's funny about them? They suit me. They give me a lot of wear for the money.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Whereabouts in Arizona?
Maricopa. Very fancy seat cover you got here.
That's a piece of a carnival tent. You know, it seems to me you'd be more sunburned not wearing a shirt than you are. As I was saying, you ought to be more sunburned. How come you're not? Lose your shirt? Why are you going to Frisco?
Hey, what is this, a quiz program? Stop this jalopy and let me out. I'll hitch another ride.
Get excited, pal. All I said was...
Stop the car. I'll hitch a ride where I don't have to tell my life history.
Flash, we interrupt this program to warn all listeners in the North Bay area. Be on lookout for a convict who escaped from San Quentin 15 minutes ago, probably on an outbound truck. His description follows. The escaped convict is 5 feet 10. Hair dark brown. Eyes brown. Last seen wearing gray prison trousers. Black shoes. His name is Vincent Parry, sentenced for life for the murder of his wife 3 years ago.
Well, what do you know?
Please! Please stop! I wouldn't help! Stop!
Climb in my car and get out of here fast.
What is this?
You're lucky he's still alive. Let's go. I want to help you.
Why?
Please, we haven't much time, Vincent.
How'd you know my name?
Does that matter?
You're with the police.
If I was, I'd have a gun. Look, I'm trying to give you a chance.
I don't get it, but... All right, let's go.
Get under here. I was out painting. I heard the flash on my radio. Don't worry about the painting stuff. I'll fix it.
Where are we?
In the tunnel leading to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Where are you taking me?
San Francisco. To my place. It's a roadblock. Don't move, Vincent. Don't make a sound.
That's your license, miss?
Matter, officer. Have I done something wrong?
I don't know yet, miss. Where are you going?
San Francisco.
What have you got here and back?
Just my painting stuff. I'm an amateur landscape painter.
I'll have a look if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. But don't get the oil paints on your sleeve. They're still wet.
Okay, miss.
Start breathing again.
I told them to go ahead and look.
I knew they would anyway. I had to take the chance.
What were you doing near San Quentin?
Painting in the hills.
You know I'd be on that road.
Radio said the truck was headed south. I figured you'd head for the county road. Then I passed the empty car with the door open, so I turned around and came back.
There I was. I'm supposed to believe that.
All right, don't believe it. But I got you past the police. If you'd taken that jalopy, you'd be on your way back to San Quentin by now. That's one thing. If he'd lifted that tarp another 3 inches, I'd be letting myself in for a few years of prison. That's another thing. Right now, I'm letting myself in for a broken jaw.
What do you mean, a broken jaw?
You're all set to clip me one, aren't you?
I can't afford to make mistakes.
Maybe I've made one.
Why?
It's a motorcycle cop coming up behind us. Dead ahead of us now. He's stopping at the toll gate. Lie still. Hold your breath and cross your fingers.
Here, there's a roadblock on the other side. Killer's loose.
So they say. My place. You ready?
What's next?
You're going to stay here.
That's no good.
Can you think of something better? Then get ready. Count 10. By that time, I'll be inside. Have the elevator ready to go up. It's one of those push-button kind. When you've counted 10, get out. Walk in fast, but don't run. I'll be waiting inside on your right. Okay. Start counting.
8, 9, 10.
When we get to my floor, let me go on ahead. I'll make sure nobody's coming.
All right.
Wait here.
Okay.
You just make yourself at home.
I don't get this. Why are you doing this for me? I have no money, nothing. There can't be anything in it for you except a jail sentence.
Wait here. I want to show you something. Oh, and turn on the music if you like.
See, you like swing music.
Yes, legitimate swing. I wanted you to see this. It was printed in the record at the time of your trial.
Huh. Letters to the editor. I think it's time someone spoke up on behalf of Vincent Perry. The prosecution daily steers away from the facts of the case, makes every effort to picture Perry as an unfaithful husband, a vicious killer. I know nothing of Perry's marital difficulties or the finality of the evidence of murder. But I do know he is being treated shamefully in the papers. I don't know this man, but I, for one, protest your scandal sheet tactics. Signed, Irene Jansen. Well, that's you.
Yes.
Why did you write this?
I suspected you were getting a raw deal. When I get excited about something, I give it everything I have. I'm funny that way.
Yeah, but this is no good for you, and it's certainly no good for me. The police will be busy while I'm doing nothing.
But you have a little time, Vincent. Hello?
It's Bob.
Oh, hello, Bob.
Like to
have dinner? Oh, I'm sorry. Not tonight.
Got a date with someone else?
No, not a date. I just want to finish some sketches.
Somebody there to help?
No, just alone.
You're making me jealous.
Don't talk like that, Bob. It's not true. Call me tomorrow night about 7.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm getting out. That phone call did it.
But I didn't want to see him anyway.
Yeah, but there'll be times you will, and I'll be in the way. I'm going.
Wait until tonight, please, Vincent. You can't go out dressed like that. Let me get you some good clothes. The police won't look so closely at a well-dressed man. Now, what size suit?
40, I guess.
Shirt?
15½, 34 sleeve.
Shoes?
8B.
Hat?
7.
That's a lucky number. I'll be back soon. You'll have to get rid of those clothes. There's some wrapping paper in the kitchen. Wrap them up in tight bundles and throw them down the incinerator chute. Treat yourself to a hot shower. And you'll need a shave.
Someone's in here with her. Now go away.
Stinking clothes down the chute. Didn't get far in a Turkish towel. Everything in order. Neat. Clean. Calvin Jansen, sentenced 4 years ago to life imprisonment for the murder of his wife, died last night in San Quentin, still claiming his innocence. Jansen, wealthy architect, was accused.
Thought I heard somebody talking in here.
Just me, talking to myself, a habit I picked up in prison.
To get rid of your clothes?
Yeah. I'm glad you provided a towel big enough to cover my embarrassment.
It's decent enough. May I have the clipping?
You had a caller. I told her to go away.
That wasn't very bright. My friends will think that I...
I know. I told you I should get out.
Well, not that I care what they think. I'm just trying to be technical and careful. I hope those fit.
Don't you get lonely up here all by yourself?
I was born lonely, I guess.
Is that why you visit murder trials?
No. I went because your case was like my father's. I know he didn't kill my stepmother. I know he told the truth. Yet he died in prison. I thought it might be that way with you.
It was that simple?
Yes. I wanted to help you. But all I could do at the time was write crazy letters to the record. Until today.
How'd you happen to be painting up there? You didn't know I was painting.
No, I didn't. When I woke up this morning, I found myself wondering how you were getting along. Oh, I don't believe in fate or destiny or any of those things. Because I know it wasn't destined for my father to die in prison. Well, I guess it was something like fate to make me go out to Marin County to paint. Maybe it was simply because I was thinking of you. I don't know. Excuse me. I'll get cigarettes.
Thank you. Who's Bob?
You remember things, don't you?
Some things. What about this Bob?
He was engaged to somebody else. She hates him now, but at the same time...
She didn't want anybody else to have him.
How'd you know?
I've known people like that.
You know more than that. You know she was the woman who knocked at the door. The one who worked against you at the trial.
It's dark enough. I'd better be going.
But she didn't see you. She doesn't know I know you.
Yeah, but she's the kind who always comes back. And back again.
I'll go pack the rest of your clothes. You finish your smoke.
Tell you where to go from there.
Mind a little speed?
I like speed.
Nice looking suit you're wearing.
Thanks, and I don't feel chatty.
Some fares like to talk.
Well, I don't.
You always that way?
Yep, that's why I don't have any friends.
You know, it's funny about friends.
It's funny you can't take a hint.
Brother, you never drove a cab. You got no idea how lonely it gets.
What's lonely about it? You see people.
Sure. You're right there. You should see the character I had for a fare yesterday. Picked him up at the ferry building. Standing on the curb with a big goldfish bowl in his arm, full of water. Two goldfish. Climbs in the back of the cab, sits down and puts the goldfish bowl in his lap. Where do you think he wants to go? To the ocean. Clean from the ferry building to the Pacific Ocean. But he doesn't know that there's seven steep hills in between. So start off. Up the first hill, slippity-slop. Down the hill, slippity-slop. Water all over the back seat. The goldfish on the floor, he picks them up, puts them back in the bowl. Up we go again, slippity-slop. Water all over the... You never saw such a wet guy in your life when we got to that ocean. And too tired of goldfish. But I like goldfish. I'm going to get a couple for the room. You know, dress it up a little bit. That's class of the joint. Makes it a little homey.
I thought you said you got lonely.
That's right. I pick people up and take them places, but they don't talk to me. I see them get out and go in spots.
have fun. Then I pick up another load coming out, and I hear them telling about all the fun they had. But me, I sit up here all alone. It gets lonely.
That's tough. You're in a bad way.
You said it. Where are we going?
Well, if I tell you, you'll ask me why I'm going there and what am I going to do there and am I going to have fun. Guy gets lonely driving a cab, remember?
That's right, brother. Lonely. And smart.
Smart in what way?
How about people? Looking at them? Faces?
What about faces?
It's funny. From faces, I can tell what people think, what they do, sometimes even who they are.
Yeah?
Sure. Now, you, for instance, you're a guy with plenty of trouble.
I don't have a trouble in the world.
Don't tell me, buddy. I know.
Yeah, she gave you plenty of trouble that day. So you slugged her.
Not now, not here. Too many cops around.
Don't try hitting me in the back of the head or I'll run this crate up into one of those hotel lobbies.
I'll give you $500.
Don't give me nothing. Where do you want to go?
Might as well make it the police station.
Don't be like that. You're doing all right. You're doing fine.
Oh, but it's easy for you to spot me. It'd be easy for others.
That's where you're wrong. Unless you'd be happier back in Clinton.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's why they sent us up there. To keep us happy.
I see what you mean. Let's go up here and talk. Did you really bump your wife off?
No, I didn't.
I don't figure it that way. I figure you slugged her with that ashtray because she made life miserable for you. I know how it is. I live with my sister and her husband. Now, they get along fine. So fine that one day he threw a bread knife at her. She ducked. That's the way it goes. Maybe if your wife had a duck, there'd be no trial, no Quentin, no on the lam. That's life. Uh-oh. Smoke?
All right.
Light? What was she like?
She was all right. Just hated my guts. For a long time, I tried to find out why, then I didn't care anymore.
I know. Nice, happy, normal home. I almost got roped in a couple of times myself.
Oh, if you find the right girl, it's okay. What'll I do?
You won't listen.
I'll listen. I want ideas. That's what I want more than anything else, ideas. And I didn't kill her. Why should I go back to San Quentin for the rest of my life if I didn't kill her?
I wonder what he could do with your face.
Who?
A friend of mine. Knows his stuff.
How much would he want?
How much you got?
1,000. That's all I've got.
You'd take a couple of hundred.
Yeah. And keep after me from then on.
No, he's a friend of mine.
What's your charge?
Nothing. I've seen him work. He's great. I wouldn't know my own mother after he got through with her.
How long would it take?
Maybe a week. If he doesn't have to touch your nose, I don't think he will. Just a little around the eyes and here and there. Got a place to stay?
Yeah, we're right near the place. We're friends.
Dependable?
The only close friend I've ever had.
Let's see. It's 2 a.m. now. I'll go up and see the doc and make a date for you for 3 a.m. Nice, safe hour. You go up to his place. It's up an alley. It's safe.
This isn't far from my friends.
Don't let the doc's alley give you the creeps. You don't like drop-in trade. So long. See you later.
Where did you come from? Get out of the doorway. What you got on? How'd you get here?
You expecting anybody?
Where, here? No. Anybody follow you?
I don't think so.
Want a drink or something? Come on in. Sit down, Vince. Holy smoke, Vince, you shouldn't be here. The cops know you're my friend.
That still go?
Sure. You've always been my friend. You're the only guy who ever liked me.
I want you to let me stay here a week, George. Now, do it for me, George. Only a week, that's all I'm asking.
You shouldn't stay around this town. You ought to be on your way someplace. Sure, you can stay, but you shouldn't.
I need a week.
Gee, Vince, the cops may be on their way here right now.
I can't travel with this face. It's plastered all over the papers. It needs to be changed. I'm going there tonight.
Plastic surgery? That costs money.
I've got plenty. A girl named Irene Jansen gave it to me. I didn't realize it then, but she came to my trial every day.
I remember that girl. I wanted
one. I want you to remember her name, Irene Jansen. She and you are all I've got to bank on.
You can depend on me. I've got two keys to this place. You can have one of them. Lie down, Vince, and make yourself at home. What if the police are here when you get back?
You know, I've been here. I'm a big surprise to you.
You're telling me.
It was almost a big surprise to Madge.
Madge Rapp?
Yeah. She knocked at Irene's apartment.
Madge knows this girl?
Madge knows everybody, pesters everybody.
All my life, I've tried to keep from hating people. But I can't help hating Madge the way she testified against you.
She was under oath. She had to.
I don't believe Gert's dying words, what Vincent did, that Vincent killed me. Doesn't make sense. She fell and hit her head, that's what happened. You got a raw deal.
Gert hated me. That's why she said it.
Gert didn't hate you. Gert just didn't care for you. There's a difference. She would have walked out on you if she'd found somebody permanent. She wouldn't frame you when she was dying. She was no prize package, but she wouldn't frame you. Madge framed you. Madge wanted to hook you, and when she found she couldn't have you, she framed you. Sent you up for life. We both know that.
And my attorney couldn't shake her story. Maybe someday she'll get run over or something.
That's what I pray for every night. What time are you going to this doctor's?
Pretty soon. It's being arranged now. You still practice on the trumpet?
Only when the neighbors are out. The guy who sold me this said these keys were inlaid with semi-precious stones. Remember the time you spent your last cent on that fire opal ring for your wife?
$900. Just because she said she'd never be happy without one.
Yeah. I remember when you gave it to her. She was excited at first, and then she looked at it close and got sore. Said the opal was full of flaws and the diamonds were just chips, and she threw it at you. $900. Cut your face.
Yeah, I remember. Reminds me, my face will never look the same after tonight.
Time to go?
I gotta face it sometime. Well, I'll leave my bag here.
What about your hat?
I won't be able to wear a hat over those bandages.
Be careful, man.
Got a match, pal?
Sure, here. Keep the box.
Thanks. Hey, don't we know each other?
No, I don't think so.
I guess you're right. I haven't got any rich friends. I thought one of my old pals might have struck it rich, though.
Uh-huh. How's it going?
Going all right. Longest 12 blocks I ever walked.
Don't be nervous. I know how bad these things can be. Just a couple of weeks ago, I picked up a dame in my cab. She must have had her face lifted by one of them quacks. She got caught in the rain, and the whole thing dropped down to here. She should have left it unlifted. But this guy is great, and no quack.
Come back in the light. Yes, I think that'll work out nicely.
Well, what do you think, Walt?
Well, around the eyes mostly. And the mouth. Add some to the cheeks from there. And there. Mm-hmm. I think I'll leave the nose alone. It's a nice nose. Be ashamed to break it.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Mind a few scars as though you'd been in a wreck? Oh, just a little wreck.
You're the doctor.
Good. How old would you like to look?
Well, I don't know. That's up to you, I guess.
Well, I'll make you look older. Not too old. Not too young.
Will I need to come back again?
Nope. I'm taking enough chances as it is. When you cut yourself, do you heal fast?
Yeah.
Now don't make the scars too big, Walt. I like this guy's face. I study people's faces. That's why he's here, because he's got a good face.
I won't need you here, Sam. Go in the other room and read a magazine.
Okay.
And you, friend, sit back in the chair. And we'll start things.
Will it take long?
90 minutes. No more, no less.
Oh, I thought it took longer than that. Hey.
Yes?
You're not going to operate on me with that, are you?
Oh, no. Before I can start on you, you have to be shaved clean and close. I perfected my own special technique 12 years ago. Before I was kicked out of the medical association. My method is based partly on calling a spade. I don't monkey around. Have you got the money?
Yeah. You want it now?
Sam said you could afford $200. Put it on the table there. Ever see any botched plastic job? If a man like me didn't like a fellow, he could surely fix him up for life. Make him look like a bulldog or a monkey. I'll make you look older, but good. I'll make you look as if you lived.
I have, Doc. I hope I'm not a coward when you start in.
We're all cowards. There's no such thing as courage. There's only fear. The fear of getting hurt. The fear of dying. That's why human beings live so long. You won't feel any pain with this. I'm going to give you some shots that will freeze your face. Now, just close your eyes. Got a fine anesthetic. Used it in the last war. It's in your bloodstream now.
You'll be all right, Pastor. You'll be all right. Hold your breath. Cross your fingers. Try to talk. They're all taped up. I left a space for you to take nourishment. Use a glass straw. You can have anything liquid. You can smoke, but use a holder. Don't try to move your mouth. Don't try to talk. The bandages can come off at about this time on the morning of the 12th. You'll be all healed by then, and you can shave. Well, I did a fine job on you. If you feel a little sore under your arm, it's because I borrowed some skin from there. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions.
If the answer is yes, just blink. Do you have a place to stay? Do you have someone to help you? Good. Now, when you get there, talk to that person with pencil and paper. You're to sleep flat on your back. Have your friend tie your hands to the bed so you can't turn over. Got that straight?
You can get up now. I took your coat off to get at that skin.
You can roll down your sleeves. Maybe you did it. Maybe you didn't. Sam says you didn't kill her. And I've known Sam a long time. I've got a lot of faith in Sam. That's why I took this job. If I thought you were a professional killer, I wouldn't have any part of it. But the way it is now is this. You'll look older, but you'll always feel 10 years younger. And you're through with me. And I'm through with you. The artist in me wishes I could see what a nice job I've done. But I never will. Goodbye. And good luck.
So long, Walt.
So long, Sam.
I didn't do this on a cash basis. Okay, friend. I'll save you using your face to talk me into it. But from here on in, it's like this. You don't know me, I don't know you. Or who fixed your face. How does that sound? Thanks for the tip, friend.
Why would anybody kill George? Poor guy. Only thing he ever wanted was to go to South America with me and play that trumpet. That's all he wanted out of life. Go to Peru, play a trumpet. Now he's dead. Murdered. George. Just like they said, I killed my wife.
Operator. Operator. Operator.
To go. There's only one place left anywhere for me to go.
Operator.
Only one place.
Operator.
those same seat covers. Sun's coming up. Maybe it's just a crazy chance. Maybe it just broke down here. Things like that happen. I gotta get off the street.
I didn't think you'd come back. When nobody answered the buzzer, I was frightened. Glad I went down. You were sprawled on the floor. Bandages scared me till I understood what they were. Want more? You're no featherweight. Tell me what happened. Why not? You can't talk. Taxi driver helped me. Took me to a plastic surgeon. Bandages stay on till the 12th. I'm to eat only liquids. How did you know about the glass tube? If you could see your face, you'd know it took one to get in there. Smoke through a holder. Would you like a smoke now? My face feels like it's on fire in my right arm. I don't get to bed soon. I'm afraid you'll have to carry me. I don't write anymore. I understand. You can sleep in my room. Don't argue with your nurse. Afternoon. Face feel better? Sleep well? I suppose you'd like to be untied. If you want to get up, lady, your robe's over there. Brought you some liquid brunch. Not very attractive, but there's not much you can do with liquids. If you want to read something, here's the paper. Says that your fingerprints were on the trumpet that smashed his head in. The police say there were no other fingerprints there but yours and the dead man's. What about this? The police believe Perry demanded aid, which Welsinger refused. The murder victim was found dead near the telephone. Did you do it? Who could have done it? You were there last night. But you wrote nothing on the pad this morning about visiting him. Is there anything else you didn't tell me? I know there's something else. The more you tell me, the more I can help you. But I can't force you to tell me. I only ask if it's important. I have to report to the settlement house. I teach kids how to draw 4 days a week. I'll be back at about 6. We can have dinner then. You know, you look better by candlelight. As a matter of fact, you don't look bad at all. Not any worse than if you blocked a kick at a football game. Ever play? Baseball. I know who it is. Hello? Oh, no thanks, Bob. I've just had dinner.
I'd like to drop over. Say hello.
When?
Right away, if it's okay.
Well, where are you now?
Downtown on Market.
When would you get here?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bob will be here in 20 minutes. It's better to let him come up. He'll start suspecting something if I don't. Don't worry. I can get rid of him. I've known him a long time. We still have time to finish our coffee. It'll be all right. You can go up to the bedroom. He won't look up there. It's gotten so he depends on seeing me. I wish I knew of some way to break it off without hurting him, but all I can do is wait for him to get tired of coming. Madge knows he comes here. She even thought it was funny. At the same time, she told me what a cheap, selfish, worthless, no good fiancé he was. She doesn't want him. It's just that she doesn't want him to have anything. Not even my friendship. I can't understand, Madge. Seems that causing unhappiness is the only thing that gives her happiness. That's the door. It can't be Bob. It's too early. You hurry upstairs. I'll put the cups away and see what it is.
Irene, you've got to help me. The paper says Parry's killed George Felsinger. If Parry's killed George, he'll kill me, too. He'll get even for what I said at the trial.
Why don't you leave town till they find him?
He knows where I live. He'd follow me wherever I went to kill me. You're the only person that I can turn to. I'm just about crazy.
Want a drink?
Yeah, please. You've got to let me hide here. I've just got to stay here with you. I'm scared sick.
Pull yourself together. They'll catch him.
Well, they haven't yet. He's right here in this town. I've just got to stay here.
I don't see how you can, Madge.
Why not? The place is plenty big enough for us both. Please. Please, honey. I'm begging you.
I tell you, you can't.
Why not? Why are you dressed up?
Because I'm expecting Bob any minute.
All right. That's all right. I can hide in the bedroom.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Because it's cheap.
You mean you're afraid Bob might walk into the bedroom?
You think he makes himself at home here.
How should I know?
If you don't know, why stick your dirty needles in? I don't like it.
Well, please, honey, don't get so excited. What Bob does doesn't make the slightest difference to me.
That's enough, Madge. You can go now.
Well, if you won't let me stay here, please come home with me. I'll help you pack.
That's Bob downstairs. Go now down the hall.
I won't go. I can't go. If Parry finds me, he'll kill me. Don't you understand?
Hello, Irene. Hello, Bob. What's Madge doing? Why don't you leave people alone? You're not satisfied unless you're bothering people. If it isn't family you're pestering, it's your friends. It's people you don't even know. It's me.
Vincent Parry is loose somewhere in the city. You have no feeling.
No feeling for you. No feeling at all, except I'm annoyed whenever I see you.
You wouldn't care if Perry found me and killed me.
You're the last person Perry wants to see, let alone kill. And you know why, and you know I know why.
What kind of a riddle is this?
Madge pestered him. Kept after him till she had a hold on him. That's why he killed his wife. To get her out of the way.
He killed Gertrude because he hated her. That's why he'll kill me. He hates me.
He doesn't hate you. You're not the type that makes people hate. Maybe Perry didn't have the brains to know it, but you drove him to it. He hasn't any brains or he wouldn't have killed Felsinger. Wouldn't have come to San Francisco in the first place. Now he'll get the gas chamber.
That's why I'm so scared. He's got nothing more to lose. That's why he'll look for me until he finds me and kills me.
I never met Perry, but I know psychologically he's no killer. He was just dumb.
What makes you think you're so smart? All you know is T-squares and drafting boards and not even much about them or anything else.
We've been through all that before. A couple of 100,000 times. A couple of 100,000 years ago when I was a monkey and thought I wanted to marry you.
I can say plenty.
That's very true. Even Perry must have enough sense by this time to stay away from that
gapping... He never had anything to do with me.
Santa Claus has nothing to do with Christmas.
Somebody lied to you.
Gert wasn't a liar. She was a lot of other things, but she wasn't a liar.
She lied to you.
Will you deny that you and Perry met secretly?
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. You hired someone to watch me, didn't you?
I did not.
But I hired your little rat at double his price to watch you. The very next day, he made good. He told me a man named Vincent Perry visited you for 4 hours the night before the murder. I have his sworn statement.
Why didn't you give it to Perry's lawyer at the time of the trial?
It would only have given the jury another reason why he killed Gert. I knew Perry was guilty anyway, so...
And besides, it would have involved you.
Sure, I didn't want any part of the mess.
That's all a vicious lie. He's just trying to make me look bad.
You'd better go now, Madge.
I won't go home alone.
Bob will take you.
I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Then I'll call a taxi.
Sure. Sure, call a taxi. And after I'm gone, you two can turn on the photograph again.
Would you mind explaining that remark?
Don't tell me you two weren't in here playing this phonograph when I rang the buzzer yesterday afternoon.
It wasn't me.
Then it was someone else.
You know it was someone else. But you called the office to check on me, and when I answered the phone, you hung up. I wondered what that call was about, until now.
I heard the phonograph.
That's true. Phonograph was going. And there was somebody here with me.
A man?
Yes, Bob. It was a man.
Who was it?
Vincent Perry.
That's very funny, Irene.
What's so funny about it?
What was Vincent Perry doing here?
Oh, he was feeling like murdering somebody else, so he just dropped in to murder me.
Hilarious. He had me scared. But there was a man.
Yes, Bob.
Is it serious between you?
Well, I think I ought to give it a chance.
Okay. I valued all you've done for me, Irene. I hope things work out the way you want them to.
Thanks, Bob. I'm hoping, too.
I'll take Madge home. Bye.
Aren't we going to wait for a taxi?
We'll find one down the hill. Come on.
Honey, I'll call you in the morning.
I'm going to be rather busy, Madge.
Why should I call you?
I'm afraid I'm going to be busy from now on.
Oh, well, then I'll call you in a couple of days. Or maybe tomorrow night, huh?
Just pick up the soap and throw it at her. Maybe that'd make her catch on. Come on.
Bye, honey.
Don't be angry. If you tell the truth, nobody believes you. They didn't. If you'd seen their faces, you'd know I handled it right. No, he won't bother me, and he won't let her bother me. Now you'll be safe. Bandages come off. I know it's awfully early, but you said you wanted to get away before it got light. How was your face?
Stopped itching like the doc said it would.
Ready for the unveiling? It's a pretty big moment for you, starting a new life with a new face.
You know, the doc said he could make me look like a bulldog if he watched the job.
I'm sure he didn't. Promise not to cut an ear off. Honest. Pull it off with one short shriek.
Bad. Same eyes, same nose, same hair. Everything else seems to be in a different place. Sure look older. That's all right, I'm not. If it's all right with me, it ought to be all right with you.
Can you shave?
The doc said I could.
Why don't you, and get dressed? I'll wait downstairs and sort of get a fresh impression.
Thank you.
That's unbelievable. But it's good. I think I even like you better.
Well, don't let it give you any ideas.
What kind?
Don't change yours. I like it just as it is. Mind if I play the other side once more? I may not hear it again for a long time. The better.
Where?
Clear myself. Find out who killed him.
You're curious enough to start taking chances again? Or angry enough?
No, I'm not angry. Maybe curious, but not angry. Should be, I suppose, but I'm not. Now I know she was murdered, I suppose I ought to be. I'm not even angry about George, just sorry. There's so many things I don't understand.
Me too. I thought I had a good life here, but your going away doesn't make it seem good anymore. I've sort of joined your team, and I don't look forward to being without you.
When I leave here, you're off my team. Lucky to be. Now, I've got the Indian sign on me. It seems I can't win. I've got to start out and prove who killed them.
But won't you be leaving your fingerprints wherever you go? The doctor didn't change them. Don't even try, Vincent.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Well, I guess the only thing for me to do is get the first bus out of town fast.
You'll need more money.
You give me enough, plenty.
Where will you go?
I told you, I don't know.
But you asked me to pick up those South American folders.
Well, I like travel folders.
You do know, but you won't tell me.
All right. I do know.
You think I'd ever let them know where you were?
Could be.
That's why you won't tell me.
Yes, that's why.
No, it isn't. You won't tell me because you think I'll come there. You think I'd follow you.
You'd be insane to follow me.
Was I insane to pick you up on the road? Was I crazy to let you stay here?
Yes.
If I was crazy enough to let you stay here, I'd be crazy enough to follow you. That's why you won't tell me.
I guess so. I don't know.
You do know. You don't want me there. You don't need me there. Isn't that the way it is?
I guess that's the way it is.
Okay. I'll get you a taxi.
I'll pack my bag.
Honey, how quickly they come when you don't want them to come at all.
Sounds pretty final, doesn't it?
You'll be all right now, Vincent. They can't get you now.
Vincent. I'll need a new name.
Let me give you one. Even if you change it later on, let me give you one to go with your new face. Your eyes are quieter. Alan's a quiet name. Alan Linton.
I knew a guy with a name like that once. I didn't like him.
Well, how about Linnell?
Alan Linnell. Yeah.
Goodbye.
There isn't any possible way to say.
No.
Bye, Irene.
Party wants a taxi?
Yes.
Nearly pushed my thumb through that buzzer.
Sorry. Post and Fillmore. Easy.
Easy does it. Looking for the sports section?
Yeah.
The guy that left the paper took it.
Oh.
What you want to know?
Race results.
What track?
Bay Meadows.
Where you been, mister? Racing's been over at Bay Meadows a month.
Lonesome down there. Mind answering a few questions, sir?
No, I've got plenty of time.
Where's your raincoat?
Oh, I'm absent-minded.
Let's try it again. Where is it?
Okay, I haven't got any.
That's better.
Why not? Well, I told you I was absent-minded.
That way you're up so early?
I couldn't sleep.
Why not?
You're curious, aren't you?
I'm paid to be. I've been curious for years.
What do you want with me?
Well, it depends. Who are you?
Well, my name's Linnell. Alan Linnell. I'm an investment counselor.
What's AT&T selling for?
170.
I got 10 shares. Got any tips?
You can't do any better than AT&T.
Your office here in town?
Portland.
Rains a lot in Portland. What are you doing here without a raincoat?
I'm hiding.
From what?
My wife, my friends, my family, everybody.
Come on, now, it can't be as bad as all that.
Yeah, well, I tell you what you do. You go up there and live 7 years with my wife, and then if you're still in your right mind, come back down here and tell me about it.
That why you got the shakes?
I told you I couldn't sleep.
Sorry, fellow. We got orders to check everybody that looks suspicious.
Well, I always figured I look normal.
You do. But you asked for the race results at Bay Meadows, and the racing season's over. Not normal. That's why I moved down to say hello. I'll have to see your cards.
Well, I haven't got my identification here.
It's too bad. You got me trapped. Now I'll have to take you in.
Hey, well, look, it's in my wallet at the hotel. Why can't we go over there? I've got my identification there.
Okay. Finish your breakfast. We'll go over to the hotel. What's your address in Portland?
Look, let's go there now. Clear this up, then I can eat in peace.
Okay, let's go.
Now, keep the change. I'll be back later.
This is $100.
Sorry, friend. I thought it was smaller.
I'm sorry I made that crack about Bay Meadows. Why couldn't I keep my big trap shut?
Where is this hotel?
Straight down the block.
I'm a night watchman. I got a weak heart. All I do is sit and watch. I can't take chances. So I was driving home from work, and this crazy girl runs in front of me. Did you see it? Were you a witness? One time when he called the policeman, this man ought to be arrested.
You ran into a cop, mister.
I ran into a... Look, officer. I'm a night watchman. I was driving home
from work. Shut up. Sergeant, this is Kennedy. Yeah, I just picked up a suspect on Fillmore Street. Yeah, he broke away from me. Oh, height about 5'10", hair dark brown, eyes brown, blue suit, stripes, no overcoat. Yeah.
To see if you had any luggage. Room's on the fourth floor. Turn right. You can't miss it. Elevator's right there. Mr. Linnell. Very unusual name.
Walk backwards. Keep your hands up. Keep going until you hit the wall. I could shoot you now and pick myself up $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, that's what the cops offered. Alive or dead. They're stumped.
You talk to them?
If I was a dope, I would have talked to them. I'm no dope. I probably look dumb to you when you slug me, but I'm not dumb.
What do you want?
Money.
How much?
$60,000.
$60,000? I can't pay that. I can't come anywhere near it.
She can.
Who?
Irene Jansen.
Who's she?
Look, Parry. I told you before I wasn't a dope. I happen to know that dame is worth a couple of hundred grand. She could spare 60.
You can't touch her. She's out of this. You can't do a thing to her.
Except turn you in. And that's where she comes in. She'd take the rap for concealing a fugitive, as well as for being an accessory to the Felsinger job. She'd get 20 years.
I'd never give her that.
All right, let's give her a break. She'd only get 10 years. It's still worth $60,000 to her to stay out. With $140,000 she's got left, why, she could get the 60 back in no time. And we'd all be happy.
No.
Okay.
Hang it up.
You'll play?
I gotta think it over.
Okay. Think about it all you want to. Look at it up and down and sideways. You'll come to the same answer, Perry.
What do you want me to do?
We go to her apartment together. She writes me out a check for $60,000.
What are you?
I was a small-time crook until this very minute. Now I'm a big-time crook, and I like it. Say, who did that job on your face?
I'm not saying.
It's high-class work.
You won't keep bothering her, will you?
$60,000 is just the right amount.
All right, if I light a cigarette?
No. Keep your hands up. I think maybe you better turn around. Yeah, I guess maybe you better.
Yes, I was wondering how long it would take you to think of that. Now, how's for sitting down?
Yeah, I guess that's okay. But keep your hands behind you. You know, I didn't figure on you slugging me in that jalopy.
I should have slugged you harder.
Yeah, you should have. Because then I wouldn't have come to in time to see you driving off with that classy dame in that station wagon. I got the license number. I always had a good head for figures.
My only interest in your head is how easy it'll crack open.
I'm annoying you, huh? Well, you're going to be annoyed more.
How'd you find out where she lived?
I called this little auto club I know about. Gave them her license number. They gave me her name and address and said her financial rating was well over a couple of $100,000. You staying with me?
I'm right alongside you.
That's dandy. You stay there. Well, then I figure I got a couple of $1,000 shakedown. This was big stuff. I didn't know what the rich dame had to do with you. I drive to a address to find out. Sure enough, there's a station wagon parked outside. I park my car across the street and wait. Want a cigarette?
Yeah. You weren't in the car that morning.
I was up above watching. You weren't feeling good enough to see me,
The smoke's getting in my eyes.
All right, use one hand.
Why didn't you come up to her apartment?
How do I know there wasn't a third party mixed up in this, or a fourth, or a mob? So I played it slow. I saw your striped suit come out early this morning. I followed it to the diner.
Brother, you're sure an amateur.
Stay that way.
What's the matter?
Get your hands back up, that's what's the matter. Stand up so I can see what you're up to. Turn around. Get your coat.
Hey, wait a minute. How do you know there isn't a mob?
You wouldn't be here alone if there was. Nah, this dame just has a feeling for you. I know how these things go. She'll pay off with a smile.
How'd you know who to ask for downstairs?
I didn't. I just told the clerk at the desk I had a message for the man in the striped suit that came in. He said, you mean Mr. Linnell? I said yes. Just take it easy, Perry. You're going to be better off than you ever were. As soon as I rake in the chips, I walk out of the game. Want your hat?
Well, you make it sound pretty simple.
It is. And don't make it complicated by trying to make a break. I'll have to kill you and only make myself $5,000. One way you die, either way, I make money.
Okay. Let's go.
You drive.
get out of traffic quick. Let Dick will have more looking for you. Yeah, as long as we're going through with this thing, we might as well not be picked up.
Where are you thinking I'm going, Mexico?
I don't know.
Well, Mexico's good. Through Arizona, so you won't have any trouble at the border. Buy yourself a car at Benton's, a little town about 30 miles from the border.
I don't need papers.
Well, that's why Benton came to my mind. You go to the Benton printing shop, they'll fix you up. Ask for a guy by the name of Ferris. Tell him Baker sent you. Didn't you learn those kind of things at Quinton?
I didn't mix much at Quinton.
Oh, you should have mixed. That's the only way you learn things, especially at a place like Quinton. They put me in there twice. I learned some things that even I never knew before. Oh, they got some mighty smart guys at Quinton.
You sure taking the long way around with the back road to her place. How do I get to Benton?
You take one of those fly-by-night buses for Arizona. I'll be hopping one myself as soon as I get the cash. See, the cops
watch... What cash?
The $200,000.
I mean the 60. You mean Irene's 60,000?
Sure. Her 60. That's what I mean. What do you think?
I don't know. I thought you said 200,000. I figured you meant 60. I remember you said you'd leave her alone.
Well, sure, that 200,000 was a slip of the tongue. I wouldn't take anything she's got.
No.
Is this a back road?
We're coming to it.
I don't see it.
Go through that gate.
I'm telling you, this road leads no place.
I've lived here all my life. I'm telling you, it does.
This road leads under the bridge.
Open the door and get out.
What are you going to do with it?
Do as I say or I'll shoot. Go ahead, pick it up. Let's take a stroll.
Where to?
Well, we won't be seen.
You're going to shoot me.
I want to be alone with you. I don't want any interference.
You're going to kill me.
Not unless you make a try for the gun. Did you kill Felsinger?
No.
Did you follow me there? You know who did?
I waited for you to come back at the girls'
place. Whoever killed Felsinger followed me there. You had a reason to kill him.
Why would I want to kill him?
You know, I'd be blamed the girl would be involved, then he could raise the ante.
I swear I didn't. I waited across.
You saw me walk out of her house and get the cab.
I saw you drive off in it. I stayed.
Where was your car?
Parked across the street, but on the upper level.
Parked in front of her place the next morning.
I know. I made the U-turn and parked up above so I could watch the door better.
I don't believe you.
Look, Barry. My car won't do better than 30. You know that. You just drove it. What chance would I have following a cab?
Okay. That makes sense. The cab driver drove too fast. She couldn't have followed him. Yeah, but she didn't know the taxi was going to make speed after it got going. You'd have tried to follow it. There's a reason you didn't try to follow that cab. You know it and I know it. There's another car following that cab.
What do you mean a car?
A car, a machine, an automobile. Don't stall. That's why you stayed there. You saw this other car with its headlights off following the taxi. Didn't know who it was, but you knew it was following the taxi. You thought it might be the police.
I didn't see any car.
Tell me or I'll shoot it out of you.
I didn't see any car.
If you want to walk away from here, you'll tell me if it's the same car I think it was. I haven't got a thing to lose. Not a thing.
It was a convertible coupe. Had a canvas top. It was a bright color. I think it was orange.
Bright orange. Who was in it?
I couldn't see.
Okay. I guess I got all I need.
What happens to me?
That's not my worry. You can check off the $200,000 you were going to get from the girl. You know, it's wonderful when guys like you lose out. Makes guys like me think maybe we got a chance in this world.
Don't count me out so easy!
know who killed my wife and George. Ms. Rapp?
Who are you?
Friend of Bob's.
I don't go out with Bob anymore.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Oh, the fresh type, huh?
Well, just informal. Bob said we'd get along fine.
What'd he say?
I'll open the door and I'll tell you. That's a nice place you got here.
I don't think I should have let you in.
You live up to the build-up.
What did Bob say about me?
Well, he admitted after the build-up that you weren't easy to get along with.
Maybe I've not.
Maybe I like it that way.
Did he say why we busted up?
He said when you went after something, you stopped at nothing. He said he left you because he didn't trust you 5 feet away.
What do you think?
Well, I think he had something there.
Do you think you could trust me?
Now and then. That'll be your problem. You'd have to guess when.
You talk like you plan to be around.
Well, that's why I dropped in.
That for me?
Sure.
What's your name?
Alan.
Alan?
Alan Linnell.
Alan Linnell.
Huh?
Well, thanks for the candy, Alan. You remind me of somebody.
I should have bought the candy in an orange box. You seem to like orange.
It's my big weakness.
But everything you own is on the orange side.
Mm-hmm. Just about.
Even your car.
Even my car. It's bright orange. And my favorite jam is orange, Mexican opal. I had a friend once who was as crazy about fire opals as I am.
I gave somebody a fire opal once. It had flaws in it. What is it? The suit? Remember the night you followed it? Or is it the face that doesn't go with the eyes? You don't want to believe it, do you? But there's nothing else for you to do. The more you look in my eyes, the more you know it's true. It's really me.
Get out of here, Vincent. Get out of here and leave me alone.
Oh, I'm the pest now. You've always been the pest, but now I'm going to be because I know you killed Gert and I know you killed George. I've got to make you confess it. And there's no way you can get away.
Go away, Vincent. They'll never find you if you go away now.
Now I want them to find me.
They'll kill you.
Do I look worried? Well, I'm not. I know you did it. And I've written down the facts to prove you followed me from Irene's to George's. I'm going to turn those facts over to the police. Facts that'll take them back to the day you killed Gert. It'll tell them why you killed her and it'll show them how. It must have turned your stomach when you found out you couldn't get me without getting rid of Gert. But you kept your gloves on and you picked up the ashtray and you killed her. And then when you found out you still couldn't have me, you told the police Gert said I did it. And they found my fingerprints on my ashtray and not yours. And that was enough for them.
They won't believe that.
They will when they hear the things you and Bob said to each other the other night in Irene's apartment.
You were there. And you've got Bob with you.
He'll be with me, all right. And you're alone. You're alone because when you got what you wanted to get rid of it. But if anybody else got hold of it, you couldn't stand that. You felt Irene was interested in me, so you killed George because you felt that was the best way to make sure she didn't get me. You knew they'd give me the gas chamber for murdering George. It was the one big thing in your mind when you killed him. You told yourself you were rid of me and nobody else could have me. It's all written down here.
That's no evidence. That's just the way you figure it. That's why you're after confession, isn't it? You want me to sign it?
It would simplify matters.
How do you figure I thought Irene Jensen was mixed up with you?
When I told you to go away from that door, you knew it wasn't Bob's voice, but you checked up on him just to make sure. You remembered she spent every day at the trial. You knew I escaped from San Quentin. You put that together.
She told you.
So now you had Irene and me together, and you waited. And the longer you waited, the sorer you got. When I came out, you followed me in that orange roadster to George's.
Prove it.
I have. Right in here. You knew if you killed George, every finger'd point at me. So you went there and pulled that I'm afraid George routine. Caught him off guard and killed him. Didn't you?
Yes.
Will you tell that to the police?
No. Where are you going?
I'm going to turn this over to the police.
Won't do any good. I haven't signed it. And I won't.
In every paper in the country, I'm a killer. I never thought it possible to kill anybody till this minute.
She's got you now. But you've got me. But if you don't hold on to me, it means they're still after you. As long as you don't have me, it means you can't prove anything because I'm the proof.
You'll be there.
No. You'll never be able to prove anything because I won't be there. You need something concrete. You need evidence. You need me. And without me, you don't have a witness, do you? No, of course not. You don't have a witness, no witness, nothing.
I've got evidence.
Your evidence isn't any good because you can't prove it without me.
And I've got you.
Oh, don't be so sure of yourself.
You'll never get away from me. You'll never get out of my sight.
She wants you very badly, doesn't she? She's willing to run away with you and keep on running and ruin everything for herself. But she wouldn't care because she'd be with you, and that's what she wants. So she doesn't have you now, and she'll never have you. Nobody will ever have you, and that's the way I want it. You're nothing but an escaped convict. Nobody knows what you wrote down. Now, believe me. Now, believe me.
Thank you.
No. Where do you want to go?
Peru.
Peru, Indiana?
Benton, Arizona.
Let me see. Got one going to Kingman, Ashfork, Prescott, Iron Spring.
Does it go to Benton? I want to go to Benton, Arizona.
I'm trying to find out. Skull Valley, Wickenburg, Phoenix, Florence. Well, what do you know? Here's Benton.
How much?
$12.50.
When does it leave?
When that guy at the door yells all aboard for Arizona.
And when will that be?
When the mood strikes him. Which means when we sell 12 tickets.
How many you got to go?
Two to go.
Don't these buses ever leave on time?
Sometimes, Jim. Sometimes.
A lot they care. They're not worried about us.
No. That's the way it goes. Just one big battle royal all the way through. Nobody gives a hang. Nobody seems to ever care a hang about the other fellow. There was a time when folks used to give each other a helping hand.
Sometimes I get so tired. Just sick and tired of everything. Nothing to look forward to at all.
You got these kids, that's something. I got nothing. You know, we got something in common. Being alone.
This is Alan.
Where are you? Are you all right?
Are you alone?
Yes.
Well, if it's mad, you killed them both. But I'll never be able to prove it. I went up there for a showdown, and she admitted it. But she stumbled and fell through the window. It'll be in the afternoon papers. You'll read that I pushed her out, but I want you to know how it really was.
I know how it was. Do I hear music?
Yes, I picked it out on the jukebox.
You didn't just call me to tell me about Madge. There's something else you want me to know.
I never could fool you, could I? I'm just beginning to realize it's better to have something to look forward to.
Get a map of South America.
I'll find one.
Look up Peru. There's a little town on the coast called Paita. Say it.
Tell me where it is.
Paita in Peru.
Good. Now listen, I won't write. We've got to wait. We've got to give it plenty of time.
Maybe they'll get a lead on you. Maybe they'll keep an eye on you for a while.
I'll be careful. Go on.
Meanwhile, God's good to me and I managed to make it down there. I'll be waiting for you. There's a little cafe right on the bay. If you could see your way clear, listen to all those ifs.
We'll skip all the ifs. I get the idea, and that's all I need. No hang up on me. Just like that. Hang up, darling.
I'll keep my eyes peeled. Anything to oblige a cop. That's my motto.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Arizona? Okay, Ross.
All aboard for Arizona.
Bye,
Michael. Aunt Mary. Yes,
dear. May I sit by Michael, Aunt Mary? Of course you may. All set?
Thank you.
Ha, ha, ha.